Alan Page has had many awards in his life. He was a member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He was named the NFL MVP in 1971 and went on to serve on the Minnesota Supreme Court for over 20 years. But it all pales in comparison to having a school named after you.
It's not something that you could anticipate, that you could hope for, or that you would even, it's just not something that you even think about. And to have them go through that process they did and end up selecting you, it's about as special as it gets.
When Ramsey Middle School in Southwest Minneapolis was in the midst of a name change last spring, the students did plenty of research to find a worthy person to bear the name of their school.
This was born from our students, and I was a first-year principal here last year, and the very first day of school, I'm greeting families and students, and they came with stickers that said Rename Ramsey. And they did a lot of exploring about who were world changers, who were their heroes, who represented who they wanted to be. And we had many names that came up, and certainly when Justice Page's name came up, there was definitely a fire that was lit in our community and with our students and with our staff.
It was really cool because it was led by the students, and it was really awesome. And we, every Monday during your lunch, you would go up and we would do the campaigning and like talk about it. And to get our named candidates, a bunch of people wrote down the names. The sixth graders for a freestanding unit, we ended up making reports on who we thought we were going to want to rename.
After his Hall of Fame NFL career, Page became the first black justice elected to the state Supreme Court, where he served until 2015. He has long supported education through his Page Education Foundation, which he runs with his wife, Diane. The foundation has granted more than $12 million in scholarships to more than 6,000 students in the past 30 years.
We truly believe in education. We're just honored to have Judge Page to play with us for many years and be a member of the College Football Hall of Fame and the Pro Football Hall of Fame and our Ring of Honor. And so any way that we can be involved, we'll always support whatever he does, whether it's through the Page Foundation or any other event or the school, we'll always be there. We just can never repay the debt and really and the gratitude that we have for he and his family.
You know, education has been something that I've focused on for a long time, my own, but more importantly, I recognized, was fortunate enough to recognize early on that education is a tool that anybody can use to make their lives better. And I've been at some level or another, in some way or another, over the last almost 60 years, been an educational advocate. I have been recognized as a professional football player, as a Minnesota Viking, and wonderfully so. I've been elected to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and wonderfully so. But there is something unique about having a community believe in what you stand for at such a level that they are willing to put your name on something that's important to them.
His bust will forever be enshrined at the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. His impact has been forever felt throughout the Twin Cities youth. But now his name will be permanently engraved for future generations. Thousands of kids will pass through the halls of Justice Page Middle School for decades to come, and they can all be proud of the honorary and distinguished man bearing their school's name.